Hey, fuck
they're
you.
They're watching me. They're looking from outer space. They got me.
Now that kind of attitude is not going to work on in this dojo. Okay. Greetings. Shabbat shalom. God bless you. Not go F you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, boy, you guys. You're going through. I'm just trying to cope here a little bit. Okay, well, yeah, you know, it's strange hours, huh? That, you know, strange sleeping hours for you and me, getting up at odd hours of the night, not being able to sleep through, being fatigued during the day. These kinds of things are always evident in a time where civilization gets to this point. And, you know, we never promised you a rose garden, baby. I mean, you know, we have probably the most accurate that I've been in reporting. This is not prophetic. It's always been, you know, as long as I just yield to the Lord, it's been profound. But in terms of just reporting and being a communicator, the COVID, bio war, to me, was like my best reporting. You know, I mean, I had the stuff, I had accurate, I had the right protocols. We finally boiled it down now to, you know, the virus, any cold virus, replicates in the nose. So, inhaling, iodine or any of these things, colloidal silver, and whatever, any of these things that'll kill it in the nose to where you've got kind of a little pain in the nose, a little sting down in the throat, and then spit it out. You can use a little baby, what are those things they use for ears too, to clean out your ears? Shove it up that way. That's where the virus replicates. And then, of course, the next step is the cytokine storm, which is the lungs, which is what you're hearing that I'm dealing with. And then you have, after that, the thrombosis or the possibility of heart failure. Okay, so that's been the pattern, and, you know, it can be stopped in the nose. I tried to get this in the nose with budesonide, that I have a little inhaler. And it's a nose inhaler. And it did okay, but I mean, this is a cold in an odd time in May, okay, that we had gotten, or Trish really was the first contact of it from the
Frightmare.
From the Texas Frightmare, which is a huge horror convention and show. It's just a giant, my goodness, I've never seen so many people at a Hyatt Hotel Convention Center. And they're selling, you know, like vintage DVDs, T-shirts, books, you name it. Personal appearances by favorites of the horror genre is very strong. I mean, it's amazing how dedicated the fans are and how much fun they're having, really, frankly. But we caught it. And then a few days later, I didn't get it. Then a few days later, I caught it. And then it had all the earmarks of it like a kind of a cold. But here's the thing where I realized it was a another bioweapon. It didn't have that transmissible thing that the previous versions, say COVID-19, had had. Like, you could be around people, they wouldn't pick it up. Okay, so there's that. And that's going back to the bioweapon I remember back in 2013 when I got hit by that at the airport. Okay, then it goes into immediately, it sort of bypasses, I mean, the nose is going, you know, the nose, I was hitting the nose with the budesonide when I first started noticing, you know, coughing. But it goes right to the cough right away. Instead of the nose and all that first and then down into the lungs, right? Right to the lungs. And so there's a tip off right there. And then I noticed that the, you know, it was like a constant cough, like really inconvenient cough, constant. And it wasn't going to the storm where you can't breathe. That's that next phase, like a pneumonia. And what was I going to say about it? The quality of it was different. You know what I mean? It just lingered on and on and on and on and on. And, you know, a week, then 2 weeks, going into 3 weeks now. And, you know, and things not really changing, staying about the same, which was also happening with the COVID infections. It's very interesting. So I was hitting it with antibiotic, steroids, budesonide, you know, silver, what else? Ivermectin. 6 a day of that, so about 36 milligrams a day of that for 5 days. You don't go longer than 5 days, but all that stuff. And you still hear me stuffed up, but I mean, it's kind of on the back end of it now. It goes to the nose, you know, nasal congestion after the lungs, it seems. So there's a kind of a, you know, somewhat of reverse engineering that. The other thing I notice is that the mucus, when you finally do get some out of your lungs, it's hard, like cardboard. It comes out in squares that are hard and can't be, even if you put warm water, it doesn't quite dissolve it. It takes a little time to dissolve. So that's designed to stay on those lungs till they get that infection. So that's a weaponized version of, say, you know, a nasty spring cold or, you know, something like that. So that was released and it spread. It's funny because it had gone from there to Los Angeles and in L.A., everything, funny that the hotel, they were having a rap convention for kids and they were all, you know, competing with each other. A hip-hop convention for kids that are all competing. And they're all over the place. I mean, they're just crawling with kids. And it actually was good to see, you know, it was good to see kids of all different colors getting along. Wow, what a thing, huh? And their parents and their, you know, it was like, what have I been hearing on TV? This is like the complete opposite. But anyway, so here we are in this situation. And the last day what I noticed, and we're there from, let's say, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then what I noticed on the last day was people coughing. Now, not from me necessarily, because by then, no, we weren't contagious or anything. We'd lived with this for a while, and we were beyond that phase. But, you know, like the guy that picked us up to the Uber driver to take us to the, because we had to go to LAX from Burbank. So the Uber driver that came to get us there, he's coughing. And everybody in the airport, the entire LAX airport, they're all coughing. They all have the same cold. Get here in New Mexico, everybody's got it. So this was released all at the same time. It did not spread. It was boom, done. And, okay, and this is a warm-up to Bill Gates's announced, and it's funny, people are going back with their lives, like right now is in Cannes, France, they're having the first Cannes Film Festival for all the Hollywood movies, and then they have the film market for us poor folks. And so we're in the market, of course, Les Miserables. And but they're having it. They're having screenings. They're having red carpet. They're having press. The market's very strong. Lots of buyers out there need content. Their booth is set up, and our, you know, sales guys are there, and they're you know, talking to people. And you wouldn't think anything is happening, except on the 15th. You know, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation did a simulation of the monkeypox that kills millions, worldwide lockdown, et cetera, in March of 2021, planned for May 15th, 2022. On May 15th, 2022, Bill Gates launches monkeypox. Bill Gates himself and his foundation, because they had already predicted that in that date. Okay, now the smoking gun is there. You don't need any more real, you know, all you got to do is dig in on that. Look at who the players are, and you can see they released it. Now, they released a little bit of it. Then they approved a drug for monkeypox treatment, okay? Several days ago, there are 4 or 5 cases. All of a sudden, they approved the drug for a little tiny, no, in anticipation of a huge, impossible monkeypox spread, impossible, unless it's weaponized. Okay, so, you know, in other words, gene splice the whole bit. All right, so there you have it. You've got your smoking gun. You've got your Bill Gates. Listen, Australia, you've got every... But here's the new game. The new game is there's no food because Biden destroyed the economy, and then you let him destroy it, let him bring the inflation. Nobody did anything. Now he's working with China to wipe out America, and everyone's just walking around like it's cool. Now, look, I can be very positive, but you can't expect me to look at that in any way, shape, or form and give and just tell you bad news or go into denial. His policies destroyed the economy on purpose. We're now in a recession. The market's done. He did it with his buddy. He did it in conjunction with China, the Pentagon, the deep state, WEF. Don't you understand? Now, they chose the end of May, beginning May 15th, to be to cut off the summer of a possible great summer that people would have had and recovery and all that, but no. They've cut off the summer, and it's hard for me to say this to you, folks. You know, it's a lot easier for me to report COVID as well as I did, and especially the, hydroxychloroquine, all those things that worked. How many of you are alive today because of that? I know I am. Well, aren't you glad that some of us got out there, despite being threatened? Okay, so here's this. This time, if they can get it going, that is, if people keep cooperating with their own death, and I'm going to say death a lot today, because death is the word. Look, if you want to die, you can die. But if you want to live, you're going to have to speak up. You're going to have to do something. Anyway, the bottom line is, so this time they got rid of the food, and they got rid of the food supply. Biden made sure he did that before launching the monkeypox of Gates. Gates launched it. Bill Gates launched the monkeypox on the date he said he was going to do it. And he also bragged in the press. Doesn't that mean anything to anyone? A guy says he's going to launch a bio attack on you. He's going to kill, murder millions of you. And nothing? Like they clap for him when he talks? The Lord told me about mind control. If you're susceptible, you're really not of God, are you? I don't even know one person that fell for it. Even some of my best friends that really want to do, make a life for themselves in this world, to try to survive and want to be positive about everything, even they saw it all of it. And they took action and they lived. They're here today because they listened to the right thing, because they're tuned to God. Is going to tell you the truth. Jesus is truth. So here's the thing. So the new phase is, and this is right before Red Dawn. Okay, so I'm going to lay it out for you. Now, I don't have any respect if you just go hide in the corner and just, you know, complain and blame it on everybody else. I'm just not going to accept that. I'm sorry, that's just not acceptable. So the next phase is summer, can you imagine? No heating, no air, no air, nothing. Just all the energy shut off. Sweltering heat. No food anywhere in sight. Babies dying in their mother's arms. Kids dying in apartments because they can't breathe. The reason I mention this is because that's what's going on in China right now. They're starving off a certain amount of people and they're locking them down to starve them. So that's even more brutal than Joseph Stalin. This Biden is more brutal than Joseph Stalin. He wants to kill every American, including all the woke and all the LGBTQ and all those, and all the, you know, black activists and all that stuff, all that left-wing stuff. They're in the same target. They're in the same trajectory. They're going to actually go first. They always do. They always do. You will not be paid for your loyalty. You will not be paid because you went along with it. None of you are in the club. None of you who can hear my voice are in the club. None of you who are high ranking in the State Department are in the club. None of you in Washington, D.C., that of you lobbyists are in the club. Some corporate heads maybe, but really, the club is something else. You're not going to get in. And they're not going to let you in. I don't care how many doors you've gotten through. And how many inner sanctums and inner circles of evil and power. You are not going to get through that door. They're going to kill you. And they're going to have fun doing it. They're going to kill you and it's going to be like Julius Caesar. It'll be for vengeance. That means you, politician. That means you, big Jew Chucky. He's the big Jew, he says. I'm the big Jew. I throw my weight around here. Yeah? Well, too bad. You're not in the club, buddy. And you never were. And you never will be. No, I don't mean the club's not open to Jews. I don't mean that. I grew up with all Jews, so I'll just put it this way. Let me just explain it this way. He thinks he's the big Jew, meaning he's got all the power. But no, there's others who may have at one time identified as Jews, not any longer, who are in the club. And he's not. The big Jew, God. What a... I just see him in a total comedy. You know what I mean? It's almost like a El Reverso on Archie Bunker to call yourself a big Jew in that sense. I'm the big Jew. So therefore, obey me. You've reaped the whirlwind, Kavanaugh. You're not letting me kill those babies. And we all know that the real term is up to 3 years after birth to begin with, and then we'll see. Because it always had to do. Anyone in the club could have told you. The whole point of human sacrifice is for the blessing and the prosperity of, you know, the state and of the gentrified, of the elite. If they cut off the human sacrifice, and that means baby, that means all of it, war especially, they will lose If they stop waging war and human sacrifice, they will lose their wealth. Because all of it's based on that, on blood. I know I'm not saying things that are, people don't, you know this, right, about your world? Well, you're going to go work harder now? You're going to work, be a good little bee, work out real hard? You're going to make all the right moves. No, don't look at your celebrities as in the club. They're not in the club either. They're entertainers. They're you know, most of those are half-wits. They're just there to read a script. Everyone's looking around trying to figure out what's happening. What's happening is this thing's moving faster than you can think. So if you don't start, you know, getting your head up into, you know, you've got to start going 120 miles an hour here to catch up. Because they just launched the next phase. Monkeypox, May 15th. That's the important date. And it's Bill Gates, Melinda Gates Foundation that ran the simulation. Any questions? Okay. The chatter out of China is that China wants to do a red dawn on the United States based on Biden and the Pentagon and their plans for a beach invasion. The Chinese allow, you know, finally invading the beach. They've invaded California the whole time, but now they want to invade the beaches. And of course, put everyone under martial law and death and, you know, basically go see John Milius's film. And, you know, to finally take out the United States, which is the impediment to, they think, which they're wrong about this, New World Order. Those guys, you'd think that Klaus Schwab is in the club. You'd think Bill Gates is in the club. Is Bill Gates in the club? He may not be. Well, then the club is alien and Nephilim. Not necessarily. No. See, then now you're getting confused again. You think it's going to have to do with bloodline. It's got to do with some kind of science thing. Some kind of genetic thing. You know, well, I admit that if it's not human, it's not human. It's, no need, you know, let's not waste time talking about it. But I mean, you know, that's not what we're referring to. So I need to cut to the chase. I got to be better in my talk. I got to be more accurate, more accurate, more accurate, more accurate. How much more do you want? I got to cut beyond all the other talk show hosts and be even more accurate than them. You know, even people that say they've read everything and done everything and know everything about history and they know everything about everything. I got to cut beyond them. We got to cut right down to the nub here. Now, there are people who want to have wishful thinking that are, you know, that and they don't want to hear anything, you know, negative. This is not negative. I am not putting out negative information. I'm only putting out accurate information and nothing less than that. You will make up your own mind what to do with that information. And the first thing to do is go ahead and verify it. Go ahead and verify the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, March 2021, the monkeypox, you know, prediction simulation and Bill Gates' interviews and EBIDs and all that about the monkeypox next. And how about the fact that comes right after China and right after the food shortage and the destruction of the economy and gas and all that, cutting off the energy, and then the lockdown when you can't do anything to feed your family. And the government is not a one-size-fits-all. There's, oh, no baby formula. The baby formula was foreshadowed. That should have told you something about what they're going to do. That should have told you. They don't intend to feed you. If I was you, I just wouldn't go into the lockdown. You know, see what I'm, you feel me? I wouldn't get in a situation like that. Well, okay, so they shoot you in the head. Big fucking deal. when you're in a war like this, I mean, people do get shot dead. You know, it can happen. You know, sorry, but this is where we have, you know, all the years that I've been on the Zarf Report, we have predicted this eventual outcome. But I would always say, you know, if everything came due that I had said, that we wouldn't be here. And this parallels the Bible of a third of the people being dead. But on the other hand, is this timing the Bible's timing of that one third of the human population being dead from these plagues, from these vials, from the bio weapons, one third of humanity being dead? It certainly is possible to see, is that paralleling the Bible? That's a good question. People have been looking at that. And, you know, I'm not really... Let's make a prediction this way. Let me put it on you, because I do believe that people that are led by the Lord will be led into other dimensions even by the Lord if necessary. See what I mean? You got to have faith for that. Everybody I know, and they didn't like any of this information. They didn't like lockdown. They didn't like any of it. I've grown men who've cried, you know, that they didn't think life was this, and then they realized they were duped, you know. And all I can tell you is, but not one of my friends, of my brethren in Christ, not one. Well, maybe somebody I don't know directly, but of the people that I know, you know, that you know, like say, hey, or call them up on the phone, not one fell for the any of it. Not any of it. And they've been, you know, skirting and trying to get around. They've maybe taken PCR tests. They didn't want to, but no jab, no, not going around the other way. Not, you know, not when there's a lockdown, they'll go to another country even. In Europe, I got friends that go to, they just go to another country. You know, they know what's up. And I believe that is because they have in me, a very reliable narrator, I think, of what's happening. You know, being able to speak the truth about this. So I'm one source. But in general, they're led by the Lord, and the Lord is telling them, you know, all there is to know about it. Now with this monkeypox thing, not one of my friends is fooled. Not one of you, for example, you're my friend. Not one of you is fooled by this. In fact, you saw this was predicted. And they might even use this as a psyop where it's like maybe it goes away and then something else happens. All I can tell you, though, I mean, and that's possible to make, you know, to make it look like, oh, egg on the face of conspiracy theorists. And no egg on my face. It was released. And, you know, if they contain it, fine. You know, to give you confidence that your government can do something good for you so you'll believe them next time. That's absolutely a possibility. That's absolutely a possibility. But that's not the context in which the simulation was run. They ran the simulation in 2021 of a global pandemic of monkeypox that kills millions. So please understand. Please understand. It's not planned for them to be beneficent, take it away from you, and, you know, make everything nice. Yeah, let me... Boy, I tell you. It's weird. I move my position, and then all of a sudden there's like...
You want a little coffee?
Yeah, one more. I got to watch it. So... So it's a conundrum, and I'm just going to tell you, yes, we rely on Psalm 91. Yes, we rely on you know, and you know, we went to, Trish and I are senior citizens, basically, and we were going to this huge convention with nothing but young people, you know, some older, but mainly young, and where there's going to be, you know, these... things spreading around. And, you know, we went there. And, of course, contracted something that someone younger might not have. So, you know, these things are also designed to cull the old people, which they're doing now. And then we fought back. And I'm not saying that's the way to do it. We probably should have just stayed away, you know, or build our immune systems to be able to hack that kind of thing. But I'm just saying we're in an environment where there's just everything is a bioweapon. And, you know, people can get picked off just walking around outside. Dear. No, that's not going to work. Nice. I'm sorry, folks.
That's okay.
Oh, God.
It's good that the snot is coming out, Zeph.
Yeah. But if I move my... Yeah, well...
Kick it out.
Yeah, I mean, it is...
That really does seem to help.
Yeah, but there's still, you know, super congestion that's just hanging on.
Yeah, but it's going to bust up. It's going to bust up.
Please pray for us. If I've got to go this way, fine. But the dangers are palpable. And, I'm going to fight like hell. But the dangers are palpable. My colleagues did not catch anything, thank God, because they're younger. But I did because I'm older. And, that's the reality of the situation. And they know they're playing with, and that's just, not good for us. And I'm sure it's, we don't want to be in a world like that, right? Okay, so that's the monkeypox thing. So then you've got the China angle. And that's no secret that the State Department, the Pentagon, and all are in cooperation with China and Ukraine against Russia and, the WEF, New World Order, all that stuff. No question they're spreading the monkeypox big down in Australia because they know they got the mechanism to really lock that down and really try that as an experiment with the doing the Stalin-esque, starvation techniques. Stalin killed, how many hundreds, 100 million people? 100 million of his own people, folks? Through starvation? Folks? Hope you're listening. Hope you're getting this, because I'm not going to put it out all the time. What we've got to do, I don't have any weapons. I don't have any nukes. I don't have any way of fighting back at all. In fact, I'm easy prey. Just knock me over and that'd probably do it. But all I can tell you is that we do have the spirit. And we do have the unction of the Most High God. And we do have the ability to... I can't save the world, though. That's not my job, to make it everything good for everybody that's brought this on. And let me delineate the legality and the responsibilities here. Number one, I didn't cause this. And I hope my friends are listening. I prayed for you all. I prayed for you that you would wake up. And having woken up, that you would get closer to the Most High God. That's my prayer for you, has been from day one. Not Zeph is negative. However, the Lord has informed me that the people of the world who actually brought this on themselves, especially the United States, I don't have any responsibility for. We are not on the same page, you might say. We're not living the same life. The people that are responsible for what's happening now are not me and not my friends, not my brethren. We're here, if anything, on kind of a rescue mission. We're here to show the goodness of the Most High. In Jesus' name, amen. We're here for that, okay? We're not here to magically turn around people's lives when they don't deserve it. When they don't deserve it. Say, well, did you deserve salvation? No. You don't understand. No, I don't deserve salvation, but don't even try with that one. Let me go to the next thing. When I say deserve it, what I mean is people that participated in the evil of this system coming on, you know, and you know who you are responsible for the economy, gas prices, food, all that. The plagues, they couldn't have gotten anything done without a huge, vast part of the population willing to comply. Compliance being a sin. And that's the sin that they did that brought this all on the brink of death. Now, I didn't do it. You didn't do it. Your friends didn't do it. But many who got all caught up in all the woke stuff and all that kind of, sort of, let me just categorize it by spirit rather than by thing. It's an Antichrist spirit who got possessed by that Antichrist spirit. The reason they got possessed by that, they got caught up in it, is because they had already either rejected God or when there was an opportunity, didn't do it or whatever. Whatever it is, they scoffed, laughed, whatever. Most of them laughed. They laughed in my face. And now, you know, they're going to have to deal. I don't know what to think. If I were somebody that was a good, dutiful, loyal soldier and I, you know, was working for the New World Order and I was, you know, rallying people and getting you know, this one world government in, doing all this stuff, and I got killed by them, you know, betrayed like that, I don't know what I would think. Maybe I'd have to wake up, huh? So maybe they haven't had their awakening, but they will be betrayed, and they already are. They've listen, in the United States, they've already done all the death count, the mega deaths. They've already worked it out to kill every man, woman, child in the United States. Okay, so via China, all right? I mean, if it comes to that, maybe they won't kill everybody. But the big replacement is on, which I called, by the way, in 2004. I got the replacement word in 2004. I shared it liberally, and it's even on Podbean. If you want to go there and try to search it out, maybe you find it. But I'll tell you one thing. The people that are bringing this in and who wanted to bring in this whole, Disney unveiling itself as, you know, this pedocracy and all that stuff, which I have to kind of almost laugh at. I mean, if it weren't said, if the human trafficking and human and child murders weren't involved in all that, I'd probably be laughing too. But guess what? You know, all of these people that are working for this sort of vision of this world that they want, nothing new. They are going to be killed by their own people in the first tranche. In the first launching. Troops, nukes, whatever. Right? The good and the bad would go together. You know, you're not going to be able to differentiate. It's just going to be like LA gone. You know what I mean? Seattle gone, right? You know, Portland gone. Arizona, you know, right? You get it. Phoenix, gone. Tucson, gone. Albuquerque, gone. And who's ever there, whether they're left, whether they're right, whether they're up, whether they're down, whether they're lesbians, whether they're, you know, straight, whether they're, you know, transgender, it doesn't really matter. They're all going. Dead. There is no future world for them. Where there'll be a nice home and we'll have a big tree and we'll all be connected like kids and just playing and just being loving to each other no matter what age we are. You know. They don't understand that when you take innocence, the demons are awakened and portals are open. But I can't explain to them. I have no patience. No patience. The people who stayed and contended and stayed the path of the Most High God, they will be rewarded. I don't know how. I don't know whether that means spare your skin. Have an ulterior universe where things are kind of like the way, because things were never good. You know, we drove by, it's funny, we're driving around in, North Hollywood. Old Tom used to go to Priscilla's Coffee and have coffee and meetings and stuff, and until the Lord took me. But we passed Bob's Big Boy. Remember Bob's Big Boy?
Yeah.
Remember that was the original Thousand Island dressing? The Bob's? It's still there in Burbank. It's still open. I can't believe I didn't go there. That was my brother's favorite place. He loved it. That was his favorite place. Anyway, and God bless, God forgive. We had friends there. I had friends that were into, you know, basically I had a friend there that was like, God bless him, but he was just caught up in meth really bad and couldn't get off of it, and gay lifestyle. And when I say gay lifestyle, I mean more like this. All these gay guys in his house taking advantage of his food and advantage of the fact that he's a drug addict and, you know, just basically ripping him off blind. And then he finally died. He's from Burbank. And he was, you know, he was a really good guy. And I used to minister to him. He always wanted me to minister to him, to talk to him, to do a spiritual talk. When he was as high as a kite and making about as much sense as, you know, reading the dictionary backwards, you know? And I understood him because I'd been there. I'd already done all that. And I'd been through that. I'd recovered. But, yeah, that was the hard thing of how, you know, and we talked a lot about opening portals through you know, sex acts, through sodomy, through sodomy ritual, in which case, like, in one ritual he described, he'd been sodomized for something like 12 hours straight by a bunch of guys all on meth. The idea of using his body as a portal to release demons into the air. I understand. No, I know that's hard for you to take. I just want you to know that, you know, nothing is my first rodeo. I've seen it all. And that idea that they were being instructed to sodomize this guy until these demons were out, and they wanted, the demons want to be released into the world and have a life. Anyway, he wound up, I think death was probably merciful, seeing how he couldn't take care of himself, and as I said, people take advantage. In other words, people just, you know, when you're older, they do the same thing. They take advantage. They steal stuff from you. They come around like they're going to help you. Yeah, you know, that sort of thing. That awful part of human nature. Anyway, I'm kind of glad that he and my daughter Francesca and others are not really here to see this today. But this is going to test our mettle. Now, this time, the choice is comply and starve, or don't comply and, you know, take the risk or whatever. So that's, you know, and are they going to push it, or are they going to be the beneficent global government? And they're supposed to sign this treaty with the WHO and everything else that they would run the pandemic, you know, that this is all orchestrated. And so that the governments of the United States or everywhere else have no say. And they got rid of all the food so that, you know, when there was a lockdown, that China's a test run, of course, as always. And basically they're seeing, managing the starving people. And that's what's really tough, that this time they lock them down with no food. Now imagine that's the deal here. At the same time, imagine they want to get this over with because they want the people gone by 2030. They've stepped up their clock by 5 years, basically blaming Trump, which is amazing, huh? And, you know, they're very serious. I mean, this is the beginning of the summer, the beautiful summer, June, July, July on the lake, July in the ocean, August, the kids out of school, Disney World, where the pedos roam. But, you know, all those things we used to do, the ball game, the big movie blockbuster. They shut down the movie theaters here. They never reopened again. So, is it a time of proving your mettle? In worldly affairs? Is it a time of proving your mettle in faith? If you pick number two, you'd be correct. This is the time of, and you know, I know it's tough when you get weary, and if you get hungry, to keep that faith going, it's going to be very tough not to sit down and cry and see yourself as a victim. So we've got to make our minds up right now that we're going to bolster each other up in faith right now. Right? And we're going to have the victory because God is victory. The devil does not compete with God. Hello. God does not compete with the devil. How many times do I got to say this? God is not in a contest with the devil. God does not win. They lose. To say God wins is blasphemy. It means he's having to compete. He has no one to compete with. He is the Most High God. He is the one, and there is no other. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's him. He does not compete with the devil. But what happens with the devil? Just to surmise. The devil loses because they always lose. Folks, they always lose. Now, some people are trying to make something good out of all this because God will make good for those things that are evil intended on people. Absolutely. That's where faith comes in. When you're called according to God's purpose, what does that mean? That means you have perfect faith. Do you got perfect faith? Do you have faith enough to turn this whole thing into mana? No, you don't. Because if you did, you'd be God. The reason that you don't is because most of the people here upon the earth are having to deal with God now. They've done wrong, folks. And they need to be punished. And they can't be punished for their wrongdoing if you're getting them off the hook. Meaning if it's a nice little world for you to run around in. See how that works. So, okay. No, but you're not supposed to be designing the world. Our job is to be following the Most High God where he leads. Following Jesus where he leads. Jesus being truth. The Lord turns all things for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose, which is to be following him around wherever he leads. You know, to have faith when everyone's tired and victimized and hurt. But when I saw the monkeypox thing, I knew I had to jump on it. I knew I had to say, not I told you so, but, you know, this was, you know, hello, Bill Gates dropped it on the date, the very date he said he would do it. And people still think it's organic. It's synthetic. This is a simulacra. This entire world is a simulation. Now, by now, certainly that should be obvious with all the propaganda and all the things people believe and all the things that happen. None of them are natural because it's not natural. It's a simulation. Are humans running it? Well, we know God's in control. That's all we need to know. I very much doubt humans are running it. But whatever, the simulation goes on. So here we suddenly are in Monkeypoxville. The new simulation. They just put the simulation program into the D-Wave computer, and voila, we have another simulation. And so, pretty simple. If you've been, you guys have been through this before, you know what to do. You got to stay the course, but it's going to be, you know, people are going to have to help people out. Food. If you have enough food for yourself, if you can get some more, get some for your neighbor, get some for your friends, you know, stock up on those, you know, supplies for any kind of, look, I had all of it. I had ivermectin, you know, what is it called? Budesonide for the, you know, lungs, steroids. What else have I thrown at this thing? Azithromycin, you know, the Z-Stack, hydroxychloroquine. All those things, by the way, the Z-Stack of Dr. Zelensky, all those things that you treat COVID with can treat the common cold. They never told us how to... All those things can treat the common cold. And they would, you know, never tell us the whole story. But, no, the one we just had is a doozy. I imagine other people my age get it. You know, I could see them panicking and going to the hospital, couldn't you? Because what we, Trish and I, have gone through is very serious. But we traveled to Dallas, then out to L.A., you know, then back, you know, airports, whatever, hotels. And lo and behold, yes, we got sick. That was probably not the smartest thing for us to be doing.
I'm glad we did it, though.
Well, I'd like to think we can develop our immune systems to the point where we're impervious to all that. But, you know, it's a time of bioweapon. It's a time of biowarfare.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the time to be traveling. Like they say, well, come over to Cannes and come over to Europe and... You know, we'll be doing this co-production, and it's like it's not that easy for people that are older to just go to Europe. You know, with this, if this wasn't going on, I'd say fine. But because it is, you got to be careful.
We got to put a stop to this pandemic crap.
The monkeypox folks, I saw it 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I was already full in. You know what I mean? And I was all in because I was like, now they've got to be smart enough to see this is a simulation, right? They ran the simulation. The actual simulation was run in 2021, and this is the real part of the simulation. This is like part two of the simulation, but still a simulation. Do you think they buy in? You know, COVID-19 was a simulation. It was just a cold for most people. For others, it was, you know, death. But you see what's going on, right? You see, the devil wants to degrade the population before he kills them. Because he wants you to renounce Jesus, renounce any connection to God. He wants you to beg him for a reprieve. And that's what communism is. In communism, they would have communion with feces and urine to try to get the people to renounce in the Romanian prisons. This is according to Richard Wurmbrand. Now, once you understand the purpose of communism is Antichrist, the purpose is to get people to renounce. Then kill. There's no point in killing someone that's already repented because you're going to lose that soul. You want to kill people when they're in doubt, when they've lost their faith. That's when to strike. And that's how communists think. I'm telling you the absolute truth. It may sound corny, but that's what they did, and that's what they did with the Bolshevik. That's what they did in World War II. That's what they're doing now. They want everyone to renounce and rely on the government. And once you do that, they want to, you know, get rid of you because they want to go to a purely synthetic life form and no carbon, meaning no God. Isn't this pretty obvious by now? It's whatever God creates, whatever God, biology is wonderful. And God creates, so they want non-biology, you see? You know, sex to have children is wonderful. So they want some sex that doesn't lead to that, even permanently. You're starting to see what I predicted. They're starting to call for mass vasectomies of all males because they're not going fast enough with the transgender programs. They want to go even faster. They want to get rid of any idea of procreation because that would speak of God, you know, and they want to step up, not just abortion, but any kind of procreation. If they could have a natural, an automatic castration procedure for all babies born in hospitals or whatever, they would implement it immediately because that's further war against Creator. You know, it's just going against the seed that God has made, the all-important seed, the all-important life force. And, you know, see, all of this makes sense when you put it through the right lens. When you look at it the way it really is, it's to be anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-creation, anti-family, anti-birth, anti-breath, right? Anti-joy, anti-beauty, anti-loveliness, pro-horror. Well, I like to use horror as a social commentary, but, you know, horror doesn't daunt me whatsoever. You know why? Because I'm rooted in the things that are beautiful. To be pro-abomination, to be man-made rather than God-made, to be dwindling into death rather than eternal, to be nonsensical rather than symmetrical. And so, that's really what Klaus Schwab is about. It's not about a great reset. What it is, not about being fair to anybody. They'll never tell you the real goal. The goal is to end not just all the forms, but all biological forms and all planets and suns and anything that God made. The whole thing is what they're after. To invert God, finally, for their use. And they will never get that, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee they will lose. I guarantee you will see them lose. And I also guarantee that you will see yourselves have victory through faith, through God standing on one promise that he will turn all things to good for those who love him and called according to his purpose. You just lock that away because that's going to be true. You know, you'll have, like we had, the ability to survive this cold. Had we not had what we had on hand to help us, probably things would be a lot worse right now. I've known quite a few people who have died, even less younger than me, from the same thing. So, yeah. Well, people, when they're younger, they don't think that. But when you get older, you'll see. But what it means is you just got to use discernment, you know. If you know there's a bio war going on outside, maybe you stay inside for that day. That's all. God will make a way. God will always make a way. And right now, I would say, I'll give you my, this thing that Biden wants to do with China invading the U.S. and taking it over, of course, under, you know, and getting rid of midterm elections and all that. I would say right now that's maybe not 50-50. You know, that really just looking ahead, something is going to happen. Something is going to happen to interrupt all those horrible plans. something is going to interrupt. At some point, someone's going to wake up. You know, maybe it's Elon Musk. I don't know. But somebody is going to wake up who's going to turn this thing around. Maybe the return of Christ. I mean, something is going to happen where the spiritual war will become very apparent, and people are going to have to choose sides, and they're going to, I think when they really realize that, I think many of them will finally choose the right thing. I it's hard for me, you know, I was never duped. See, I never budged one inch. I was never fooled. And you weren't either. So it's hard for me to relate to that. I don't know how you get all caught up in social distancing and all these games that these people are playing with. Very, very painful. A lot of this, they don't tell you about have you heard about the 40% excess deaths? We have 40% excess deaths in this country. We've had over 1 million deaths, and we're having more and more to suicide and things like that. They don't report them, okay? But this is happening. So this is another area of concern. If you think you're going to get off and you're going to go back to the way things were, you can't go back until those deaths are adjudicated, folks. You can't adjudicate the deaths until they are acknowledged that people died. When there is a war, you bury your dead. Okay, I've said this before. You bury your dead. You've got to acknowledge they died and acknowledge what happened and grieve over it and then move on. If you can't do that, then you can never move on. It's by design, folks. I can name a number of other things they're going to do, you know, before they're done. But they all have the same theme. Every single one of them would be anti-Christ, anti-life, anti-spirit. And every single one of them would, if they got what they wanted, would result in their failure. And they will fail. Oh, yes. You see, a little bird told me that greed has crept in, and now there's fighting at the top and factionalization, and there are armies wanting to fight other armies, and then what those damn Russians are going to do. You know what I mean? So there's this huge sort of Mexican standoff going on, you know, at the same time. So, you know, I'm not going to be the bearer of bad tidings. I'm just going to say this. We just have to get right with God. And those people who are joining the party late, if this monkeypox has finally triggered you into awakenness, welcome. You know, yes, Gates spoke it into existence. Gates planned it. He ran it. And he said, May 15th, it's coming. And May 15th, it showed up. And everything is simulated. Everything is being done ahead of time to you. Nothing is happening in real time. And nothing has been the last couple of years. The last few days, I felt the darkness of this. I see many people getting depressed, realizing that they can't quite see how they would have a future here as long as these people are, you know what I mean, in control. What kind of life do we have? The answer is the only life you're going to have is with God. You're not going to have a life with Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not even a soul. He's not even there. He's just a thing they wave in front of you to hypnotize you. The talk show hosts on Fox News, they have no clue. They think they're going to have an election and get their country back. They have no clue. There is no, once you've gone this far, we're at war. We're not having elections. You know, we're in a war footing. We're in a biological war, and the next phase just kicked off with monkeypox, and we'll see how far they run. They might pull it back. And let me just make a proviso here. If they do, it's because a lot of you are praying. They could pull it back and say, oh, they're not ready for it. Or the government can be benevolent. See what I mean? And not lock everyone. They may try that to get your confidence. I don't know what they'll do. Their psychological operations are brilliant. They're geniuses, the people that run all that. So, you know, it could very possibly happen that way. But I will just say this, that, you know, the game is on. And no, we can't go back to the past. The only thing we can do is go forward and have the world that we thought we had when we didn't have it, okay? See, you're just awakening to what's been there your whole life. This has been there, you know, your whole life. You just didn't know. This is what I've been talking about on the Zeff Report, about, you know, the elites and how there's a club and you're not getting in it, but then there's all these other levels to it that serve that club, like everything. And so you have a world that's just based on that system, and it has to be based on another system. How about a system based on love and trust and common sense and decency and God and, you know, that kind of life? Maybe you thought you had that, but you didn't. So it doesn't mean you can't have it in the future, but it does mean that things have to change an awful lot. Because at this point, these people, they feel they got you trapped. It's taking candy from a baby, but it's not. It's a great divide, and people are being tested for their faith and tested on loyalty. If you had to, would you die for the Lord? Or would you live for them? Most people, it's a no-brainer. They'd hopefully get it over with quickly, but they'd die for the Lord. Yeah. Because you realize, logically, you can't live for them because they don't live. All they are is death and inversion and perversion. That's all they are. I remember how the Beatles used to sing about, you know, like, had sexual themes and different things. And like, people that didn't really engage in the libertine way, you know, sort of liberal. I wouldn't say liberal because, see, liberal versus progressive. Progressive liberal, meaning God versus anti-God, is the wrong way to look at it. But they would really get down on people in lyrics that didn't want to, you know, participate in the world system. Like, you can be a Christian as long as, you know, you're putting out for the devil when called to, you know what I mean? So that our society can run as a normal society, because it's run on Satan. So, you know, basically on the satanic way. And so the bands, it seemed to me, were there to kind of coax people and kids. You know, a lot of kids that love music were, like, you know, maybe withdrawn from society, or they're artists or whatever. Then they want to coax them into, you know, putting their shoulder to the wheel and all of us pushing on the same wheel. And anybody that didn't want to be would be considered to be a fool, you know, the fool on the hill of Paul McCartney. And, you know, that when you're on the inside, you know, pushing for the world, for Lucifer, you know, you have all these, like, little hand signals, and there's those little eye signs that you make, and, you know, nods and winks, and, you know, everybody just seems to communicate on a little beehive. Everything seems to be just fine. And you know, it could see no evil, hear no evil. There is no evil. It's all relegated to closed doors somewhere, who knows where. So just get with the program, you know. Let your hair down a little bit. You know what I mean? Everything. Yeah, you can borrow the neighbor's wife, you know. So they had all this going. But, you know, in their own personal lives of rock stars, let's say, you know, it never seemed to work out that way. There's always, you know, problems and fights and, you know, divorces and, you know, screwed up kids and, you know, the whole bit. And it's like, oh, I guess it wasn't the panacea that you all tried to sell the Magical Mystery Tour. Roll up for the Magical Mystery. Come on, kids. And so now Disney has taken the place of, say, the Beatles and all the rock bands of the 60s and 70s. And now Disney is the Pied Piper for the kids. Isn't this wonderful? We're having a grand sea adventure. And look at all the clothes we get to wear. Look at all the, you know. And they do this whole thing. And it's all a show. It's all for recruitment. And it's all about a spiritual battle. There is no life here without the spirit. Even the most hardcore materialist realizes there is a spiritual dimension. A choice has to be made. Because he must know, unless he's a dupe, that if he's sowing to the world, it's a spirit that guides him, that is the power behind it. If not, then I feel sorry for that person. If he thinks that's it, you live and die pushing that thing up the hill and everybody's having fun playing around, you know, and just having this wonderful little circus life, right? You can be anything you want. Anything you think. Anything you can imagine. You can do anything you want. There's no limit. As long as we love each other, we can do anything. Remember, now the Olivia Newton-John song is triggering. Got to believe we're magic. Nothing can get in our way. And then remember some of the lyrics say, I will guide you. She's saying, I will guide you. Just got to think of her and she'll guide you. And don't be troubled of what she asks you to do. Let your guard down. Take some DMT. Enjoy. Don't worry about anything. Just float downstream, Beatles. It's not dying. It's not living. Find some kind of high. Go into some kind of psychedelic thing. Get to where you can blend with your fellow man. And maybe you can occupy each other's skin. And you can just have this fun. But when you get older, remember, you must commit suicide in order to get out of the way for the next generation. I'd say, 70 years old? Because we want to have fun. Roll up for the Magical Mystery Tour. Let's go on a magic carpet ride. Let the sound take you away. All you need is love. How come it's all ringing on deaf ears now? All that used to work. Move on back to squares. Send that instant karma to me and initial it with loving care. Yes, the psychic link is much necessary. And as long as I keep my nose clean and do the wrong thing, I mean the right thing, every day, all day, I will be rewarded with euphoria and fun. And bank accounts and dinners and all kinds of things. I found a seashell. It had the imprint of God. It ruined my whole day, so I took a hammer to it. No, nothing like that. Nothing like that. So, this is sort of the last hurrah of this system. And absolutely, however people want to get high or, try to take the load off or whatever it is. Hey, I'm not, no judgment here. I fully understand and I fully understand and I have to get the load off myself and I've got to, sometimes change my state at the end of the day through an adult beverage and things like that. Sometimes, a lot of times, because it's hard. It's really hard. At the same time, I can see a world where none of that's necessary. It's all euphoria. But it's not a world based on quid pro quo souls. quid pro quo souls. You know, this world's based on gathering all the souls like a big tick, like a big hive, and everybody benefits from the collective. But the real world of God is each of us individually tethered to God. It is God, our God, I am. So there is no separation. There is no longing. There is no process. There is no not receiving. There is no secret club that you can't get in. You know, they get into, you can't. There is no blocking. There is no suffering due to unquenched desire. So Buddhism, which proclaims Satanism, they don't know it, but when they say the first tenet of Buddhism is, right, of the Four Noble Truths, is all life is suffering. Then it says, number two, suffering is caused by desire, right? Unquenched. You want to be a millionaire, whatever. Then three, there must be a way out of desire. There must be a way out of here, said the Joker to the thief, right? Four, the Eightfold Path, which is a set of instructions on how to live right so that you have a right result. You live in harmony with the world and don't cause bad things to happen to yourself. Okay, so according to Buddhism, the world is Satan, i.e. unquenched desire, where God is fulfilled desire. Is that pretty easy to see? God is not longing desire that will be fulfilled one day, please. It's already happened. Satan is, you play your cards right, maybe, and then, nope, you're never getting into that door, number three, whatever. But I worked my whole life. It doesn't, suck it up, son. And that's basically Satan. It's always going to be, and then what happens? Well, due to jealousy, I killed Abel. Oh, yes, death and wars and things because of what? Unquenched desire of humans. And they then have lots of pain and harm. And what happens then? They feed off the pain and harm. And, you know, they try to, what I would call recycle souls, if you will, keep hold of people through their lack of faith, but really lack of being chosen by God in a sense, because we can't just choose God whenever we feel like it. It's something that happens to us and more than the other way around. I predict that people will do some very great things here in the upcoming time and have some very great experiences with the Lord and have some very wonderful testimonies to share about what God did for them or what they saw, what they heard, what they were told. And I think we will see angels. We will see probably UFOs and demons and coming into that kind of period now. And at the same time, a gun is at our head called Monkeypox, May 15, release, by Bill and Melinda Gates. Can't argue with the facts. The World Economic Forum, I believe they're convening in Davos. And guess who's in Davos, ladies and gentlemen? They're all there in one place, no security. They're in Davos. There's no security. They're just hanging out in Davos. I know. If you're thinking what I'm thinking, boy, that's just, one shot gets them all. I mean, there they are in Davos. All they have is a few missiles on the roof and things like that. I mean, but nothing, substantial. They're just hanging out in Davos, no security. Probably just enjoying the fruits of their labor and they're enjoying how stupid people are, laughing at all the people that were duped. But there they are, all of them, in one place, unattended by protectors. And you ask yourself, well, why is that possible? Because the world is one. There's not countries. There's just one thing going on here. That's you, your soul, your walk, your connection to the Almighty God. That's the heart and soul of the whole thing. That's where it eventually, if you use logic, strict logic, you will get to that place by analyzing what they do and who they, and by watching what they do, see who they are against. And in so doing, see what the war is all about. And it's not about man, really. It's just about God. It's the ancient war. Now, the fallen angels did not like that God created humanity. And they've been after it ever since. And this is just playing out the final manifestation of this horrid war. And yes, they do kill people in terribly heinous ways. And they've done it through world wars and all kinds of things. Terrible, 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 terrible people. Snuffing out babies. You know, Biden taking the baby formula. You, imagine that. You know, Jill Psaki and Biden and Obama and all these guys laughing about taking the baby formula. Can you imagine that? Wow. But there you go, folks. I'm out of here. You don't need to hear any more from me on this. Thank you for joining Substack. Substack, yeah, baby. That's my way of getting to write to you. I'm trying to streamline my writing so I can write observations and things I have. And I'm also writing a novel. Right now I'm going to be writing another one after this. So I'm kind of in a writing mode. At the same time, you know, I'd like to, well, I'll just leave it up to God what we do next. But, you know, it's a good way of communicating quickly. You can get up to like around 10-minute podcast on there. I could have done this there, but I felt I needed to also kind of talk about, you know, God and the bigger philosophical picture that's accurate, you know, which is, again, you can prove it to yourself by just looking at what they go after and then do your research. You'll find out that the enemy is God. And then after that, you realize, oh, so this is how it all works. Right, so you're here in a war against God, and your job is, since you are of God, you're a child of the Most High God, then your job is just to, you know, bolster your faith and do everything God, you know, just totally be led. Get in agreement with God every day and be led by God every day. More now than ever. But it's to the point where miracles are blessing other people, where people are having their eyes open. It's not that hard to see. If you're mind-controlled, though, I guess it is, but it's not that hard to see that the war is against God. I mean, is it hard to see? Is it hard to see, Trish? Is it hard to see, folks? I mean, is the programming that difficult of, you know, what the, you know, prevailing, you know, the prevailing political bent is far left and, you know, anti-Christian or anti, you know, people that are Christians or white supremacists and really just anti-religion in general, ultimately. You know, and then of course, you know, life as well. And, you know, it just kind of goes along the lines of, you know, kill the women and children first, get rid of the baby formula, you know, sink all the barges filled with wheat, make sure these people never get another decent meal, right? Can you see that, right? That's anti-Christ. That's anti-life. But if it's pro-life, you know, promoting life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, businesses, you know, cooperation, collaboration, which is so much fun. You know, love, loving our friends and our animals and our family members. All those kind of things are, you know, where we thought we were living, but it couldn't be because, see, people died. in the real world, there's none of that. So it's I don't know. We'll see what God. Just stay the course. You know. I'll see you on the Substack. We got Elon Musk. My Elon Musk fugue and fantasy is going on. I'm up to installment number 4. I think Elon is, you know, I'm trying to find out where the heck Elon is from, you know, as the seer. I'm the seer. But I don't know. He's like trying to convince me of something. And all I can do is go along for the ride. I'm not going to judge anything. I just have to keep going until I see something more concrete. So far, all I've seen is magic tricks from Elon, all kinds of technologies he's keeping secret, including free energy, which I wish he wouldn't keep that secret, because he's also got the way to farm in space and then, you know, basically stuff everybody with food. He's got all those things going too, like on Mars and the moon and wherever else. But
you know what's kind of exciting? You know how Elon is now going after Hillary Clinton, basically, and the whole Russian deal. This morning I noticed that somebody asked him if he had seen 2,000 mules. Wouldn't that be cool if he started talking about that?
Oh, he's way out of the game. He's, and his family's kind of ahead of the game. It's almost as if they were from another timeline and they're dropped into this one and they're way ahead in that timeline, but it's a different kind of thing. And, you know, I'm not saying, of course, he's the savior or anything like that. We know, and that's actually a part of my inquiry, is I keep poking him about God. We keep circling around. I never quite get a straight answer out of him, though. So I find this interesting, you know, the world of fiction does not have to be fake and lies. I can go into the world of fiction. It's like I'm in a world that's real, and I'm with him, and he's giving you snippets of what's going on, and that's all real. And I guess, to a certain extent, anyway.
It's fiction, but it could be.
Well, the next thing. Well, we're going to be doing it. Last time I dropped him off at Joe Rogan. Next time we're going to probably be in a social situation. But see, he seems to be a product of time travel in some way. And I find all that kind of fun. I don't take it all seriously. All right, folks. We love you, praying for you. Shabbat shalom. It's a good day to get right with God, totally. Lord, I just pray protection over this podcast. And for all those who are awake to the monkeypox plan simulation, and that they would all wake up and do the right thing, Lord, and put you first. God, just lead us. Let me get in agreement with you, Lord, and just let you lead the way. You make a table for us in the midst of our enemies, Father. You make a way to go. This is what I love. You make a way where there is no way, Lord, where it's impossible with man. You say, with me, it's possible. And I come along. And you give me sound mind and healing. And even in this war that we're going through right now, it's marvelous. In Jesus' name, thank you. And we'll see you next time. Sorry, I got a little bit hoarse there. Keep it going, darling. Let's go. Let's get some music. I'm ready to compose another track. I'm ready to kick it out, man. I'm ready for a big, you know, analog bass. It shakes the house.
Why you're look across the way, another
I'm